We're up to Mesechta Ma'aseh Sheni Perikei Mishnah Dalad. Ketzad Poidim Netarivai Haridin Netarivai Manichas Hasal Al Pi Hashloisha. Okay, Haridin Netarivai 146. Look at this. You see, this is called. Look, three different color shirts.
1, 2, 3.
And here's the fellow, and he's putting it down. So he says over here, Manichas Hasal Al Pi Shloisha V'Oimer Awin Al Pi Shloisha B'Kin V'Shuma. Three people are experts. The money is not known. No one knows how much it costs because it's new, whatever. So you need three experts to evaluate how much the netarvai is worth. So these three people over here, they are experts in their field. They know how to evaluate the cost of the netarvai. Okay, I'll pierce the shavuot. What? Ketzad poidim netarvai.
So it's not just a straight fifth or something like that.
Mean a fifth, but not.
We always do a fifth.
You have to first know what the principle is before you get a fifth. We're not up to the fifth yet. How much is it worth? Is it worth $5?
How come you didn't need three guys to do Ma'aseh Sheni?
How come you?
How did I figure out how much the pay was worth?
Oh, so he explains it here. Because he's saying Ma'aseh Sheni, you know how much it's worth.
Why?
Ma'aseh Sheni, because
the fee is seven lachash
of yitzias kedan lachacha.
Okay, across the street, I'm learning how to scream.
Okay, let's see. What is over here? Hachap Mishnah. What is it? Vav v'kolemar ul hachadam v'sam shloisha. The mash the olam binim shloisha. The el peyachadal gam ma'aseh sheni v'chalkin bein dam of yidum l'shein dam yidum. Elochnami. There in Perek Dalet said that this machloek. There it says that if it's not known, you also need three people to make the evaluation. That's what it says. The el the Perek Dalet gam ma'aseh sheni. I don't remember it.
I do chazer it.
I didn't chazer it so many times because we learned very recently. We learned very recently. He did chazer it. I'll chazer it. I'll let you know when I chazer it soon. Okay. Here it is. The eight part of my shenach chazer es shadam of yiduim. You pour the LP 8 and the end of it, then you pour the LP Shalaycha. Okay, so it's the favorite over here. If you don't know how much it costs, you have to have three people to make the evaluation. LP Shalaycha. Okay, so here he says over here, expense. What expense? I don't know what the expense is talking about over here. There's a yitzid, there's an expense. There's some type of expense he's referring to over here. And he says, okay, whatever that is, it is, fine. So, ketzad poidim netarivai, manichas hasal al pi shloisha. V'yemani yisei kamak adam roitzel liftos loy besela al menas lohitzi yitzias mi beis. So, what does that mean? Besela, kloyma likach besela b'mechuba l'karko. To take a sela b'mechuba l'karko. Menas lohitzi, here's the yitzias. Here it is. Now he's explaining over here. Al menas lohitzi yitzias mi beis. So, schar pula sakerem. The wages of the work, mishosh nikra pri, can go in schar. Shemira the idud, guardianship, and idud means what? What does idud mean? Idud means something to encouragement. Odeid means to encourage. You know that?
Usually encouragement.
Odeid. Odeid mechazek. What's also l'chaim? What's also l'chaim?
Salvation.
The idur. What's meant the idur? Idur means, I think, to dig. Omaniyeches hamos al lufi ashuma laachas shamu kach v'kach salam b'sela, and he leaves over the most after the shuma. Okay, lahotzi says v'etzvanich hamos yom mekol hanilchem izem mechul al mos halelu v'kach v'kach salam b'sela. No idea what this means. Okay, mishn dalit. Ketzad poidin meniyeches hasal shintul sechay zaperos shilkas zorechach api shloisha b'fnei shloisha anoshim habikim b'shumu b'emelohem kama other ways of mitzvah Now here's the hard part. Kama salim, how many baskets? Ah, so he's eating over here bay that we did not have before. Ke'elu malayim peros yiritza adam lignas v'sela. So he's saying, how many baskets of fruit are you willing to match against a one coin, a sela? Kisha ha'peros heim adayin, when the peros are still mechubarim, be'ilan. Almenas, for the purpose, lehoitzi yitzios mi beiso, betnai, shehoitzois ho'avoida, since at this moment in time the fruit is still attached to the ground, you are going to be obligated to remove it from the ground and bring it to Yerushalayim. Betnai, shehoitzois ho'avoida, bilanos, the expenses of working the earth in the tree, ad lekita saperos, good, for example, schar, shamira, guardianship, the idur, and plowing the ground, ulikita, uchadoime, yiyu miki, so will be from your expense. Umaniach, hapoides amos, kifima, sheyasumu, eshaviam, shalperos, beniku yahotzos, yoimer, you put down the money on the table, and you say, kol hanilkan mizem, mechula, almos, ha'ilu. Whatever is nilkat from this money, should be exchanged on this most the kach kach salim b'selul l'fiyus shalfi yashua. But before Shem Bivur, sheshoyne he pidyin neder avayim pidyin ma'ishen. Oh, exactly your question. Shemayishen ishana b'lanu l'sheshen damo yiduim yipodim al piyech. Ve'ishen yiduim yidim yipon al shloisha. Yilu hachan neder avayim shenidu maniches estel al piyishloisha umashma. Umashma shel oilom shichem shloisha v'etam hu shahoylo peres neder avayim ninakim es haritzos. You have to deduct the expenses of the working of the land, cutting a guardianship and removing it from the ground. Okay, what I understand over here is this unique concept that when you redeem it to Revai, you're redeeming it when it's still attached to the ground. That's very interesting. That's what it says. That's the top shot of the Mishnah. Let's cause the Mishnah. Okay, one Mishnah. Ketzad poedim et revai maniach es asal, you put on the basketball piece shloisha in front of three people here, and you say, here's the sal, here, 146. 146 and 147, let's see verse. Ketzad poedim et revai maniach es revai maniach es asal piece shloisha, the oimer kama odam reitza lifto es loy besela. How many baskets, kama, means how many baskets is a person willing to redeem against the coin? Almenas, for the purpose, after you make the redemption, loitzitzis, you're going to have to then spend your own money. After you now become the owner of this net revive that's attached to the ground, you're going to have to go and spend more money. You're going to have to guard it. You're going to have to soften the land, plow the land, loitzitzis, be basically until you're ready to take it up to Yerushalayim. Umaniach es hamos, you then put the money down. You put the money down on the table. The oimer, you make a declaration. You say, kol nilko mizeh, anything that's nilka, that's collected, nilka, that's taken out of the ground, off the ground, shall be redeemed, mechulol al hamos va'ilu, b'kach v'kach salim, for such and such number of baskets, b'sel for one coin. Okay, so here's one picture. You need three people. Yusumu kama, so how many baskets? K'maysal zeh, shavyam selechat, how many of these baskets will add up to the value of one seller. Okay, and what is it in this picture? 147. Kama odem roitza lifto es v'sela amunas l'chotzi yitzis mi beis. So what are the yitzis mi beis? So here's the shomer, he has to pay this guy, he is the guardian. And then there's these guys inside, look at this guy, there's two guys inside, they're digging on the ground. Yosumu hashloisha, three people make an evaluation. Kama shali and them, how many baskets? K'may sal zeh. Roitzim odem lito v'sela v'hu yitain tzchar ha'pu'ula. He will give money. Ha'oidrim b'kerdim, people are going to dig in the ground. U'schar shemem, they're going to pay for the guardian. K'loimash menakem yeshiva, now you have to deduct from the value of the grapes. Shev shilu, that have ripened. Schar po'ilim b'shemem, the pay for the worker and the guardian. Al v'yapishim uzu, yipot ha'abayilim, eshtal yadonavim, shnukum inakerim. This is going to go up in value. Alright. Got it? Let's chaz the Mishnah. Okay? At least we do one Mishnah. Maybe this Mishnah will grant entry into Olam HaEmes.
Go ahead.
Ketzad, I told someone yesterday.
Can we finish this Mishnah?
Ketzad poidim neter revai. How do you read neter revai? Maniach es asal. Alpi Shloisha, you make an evaluation. Manich over here means you make an evaluation. That's really what it means. That's how I have to translate the word. It's a sal, the basket. Sal means how many baskets. Alpi Shloisha, through three experts. The Oimer, and you make a statement. Kama Adam Roitza, you say to how many baskets? Adam Roitza Lifas, the person who redeem Loi for himself, Besela, for one coin. But you have to understand that even after you pay and you become the owner of the net revai, you're going to mechuyev to spend money to hire a guardian, and you're going to be mechuyev to spend money to make sure that the earth is soft so that the grapes are properly grown and they develop into nice grapes. Okay, so kama adam ready to lift us besela besela. So he has to also pay money out of his house in order to make sure that they are well preserved. Then you put the money down. You put the money down on the table and you say, call nilka mizeh. You put the money on the table and you say, call there's nilka mizeh, mechul al moys elu. Should be redeemed on this money. The kach salam lesela for such and such number of baskets for one coin. Are we good?
Yeah.
Yeah? Sure.
Do it again, just to be sure.
Ketzad poidim neter revoy. How do we redeem neter revoy? Maniach es asam al pi shloisha. We make them three. The amen. You say, "Come, Adam, roitza lift us. How many baskets?
Yeah.
Adam, roitza lift us. Loi besela for himself with one coin. Almanas. But you have to understand that when you make the redemption, you are going to be responsible for to hire a guardian and to hire people to soften the earth. Almanas lochitziyos mibeso. You will be obligated to spend money out of your own pocket in order to make sure that the fruits are going to be well preserved in all the various things that they need. Maniach es hamos. And then when you make that decision, the money is put on the side, and then you make a step and you say, call Anilka Mizeh, anything that's taken from this enclosure, which is Netter Ravai, it should be Mechulo, should be redeemed, Al Hamos Ha'idu, on this money, Bekach Vekach, Salim for such and such number of baskets, Besela per Sela. So if I have over here, let's say, let's say it's five baskets per one Sela, and I have 10 baskets, so it's going to be 2 Selaim. If I have 15, it's going to be 3. Next Mishnah. Ubashviyis poideu b'shaviyai. And in the year of Shemitah, we learned that Mesachta. Remember that? We learned that Mesachta. Poideu b'shaviyai, you redeem with this value, v'mcho yakol m'ufkar, ein lo yel lo schar l'kita. In Shviyis, she'ein tzchar shmira v'lo yavoidas karka, poideu b'shaviyav. And in Shviyis, she'ein tzchar shmira. And in Shviyis, there's no tzchar shmira. You can't pay a person to watch. Right, so when it's not Shemitah, you have to hire a person to redeem, to stand guard.
Right.
And you have to hire a person to dig, to soften the earth, to make sure that it's fertile, that it grows very well. So in Shemitah, with a Shviyis, Paideh B'Shaviyav, you don't have to hire a worker. Yeah, you see that what it says over here? She'ein Schar Shmira.
This talking about still what it calls, not talking about Netrevai.
Only Netrevai. We're only talking about Netrevai now. Vashvis near Shmita for the Abishavio. You don't have to pay a person to guard it. You don't have to pay a person to go soften the earth. You only have to go pay the person to actually redeem the value of the fruits. Let's say the entire thing is Hefker. Ein loy ella schar lekita. Now what does it mean over here? Vashvis she'ein schar shmira v'idlo v'zol karka v'idlo v'shavio v'im ha'yo kol mufkar v'im hefkiru ha'bailim not netrevai shalohem v'ein azucha b'oy menake ella schar lekita. Im ha'yo mufkar means what? In the year that's not Shemitah, when you decide to be mafkar it. Im ha'yo kol mufkar v'im hefkiru ha'bailim netrevai shalohem ein azucha b'oy menake ella schar lekita v'male ha'peres l'yushlaim oy peydet male ha'damim v'loy amrinan. Ein hazoich b'menake el haschar l'kita. Male aperos liyushalayim. I poide male hadamim, but loy amrinan. We don't say kevan. The mahifkere kazochu v'ein din neter v'ainoig bo. V'shvius ein menake haschar l'kita shekol odam melake liatzmai. Okay, so in Shmita. Here it goes. Kermavai Shabolov Hefkiro. It's Hefker. A Hefresh Ben Ashiva Nadal Mukumachabam Lashim Mukanam Shafar Nilkatu. The difference between the value of the grapes when they were attached, Lashavim to the value, Kanavim, the grapes, Shakfar Nilkatu, Einayim l'chui b'pinyin, eretz tanayim l'chui b'pinyin, yesumu ha-shloisha, kama, ha-shloisha, kama sali adam, yikimu sal zeru, eretz adam l'itol v'selach, v'hu yiti m'scharapula, ha-poyalim, ha-malakir es ha-navim. And you give the money of the workers that can malakit. So that you do pay for. Kol ma shemenakim m'shev adam m'schar l'ikid b'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v' of Mashlukad. So he's saying over here, you knew you saw it. Okay, he's saying very, something very important. He's saying that you said the story here is that there are really three expenses. In the regular year, you have three expenses. You have the schar of the guardian, the schar of the worker that's digging, and then the schar of being malakit, how much it costs to remove it from the trestles. But when it's not a year, when it's a Shemitah year, you do not deduct the guardian, you do not deduct the softening of the earth, but you do deduct the cost involved in removing the grapes from the trestles. You see, this guy is removing it. You have to pay him as a worker. That's a poil, that's a worker. That you do have to pay. That's what it says. Avashvitz, poidir b'shavyo, demoya kol mufkor, ein lo yoschar l'kita. If it was hefker, the only thing that you can deduct is l'schar l'kita. In shvitz, you only redeem b'shavyo, the exact value. Shein schar shmir v'lev v'dikar kapli b'shavyo, v'imoyim mufkor, im hefkir ha'baylam, it's not shmit, and it's revay shalom, ein ha'zoicha b'y menake, el l'schar l'kita. So there are three different categories. This is very hard stuff. This is really hard stuff, this Mishnah. Okay, so when it's Shvius, you redeem it b'shavyoi, nothing. Just the value of the grapes. And if it's not Shemitah, and the Balabais is Mafgarit, the only thing that you can deduct is the Schar Lakita of what it costs for a worker to remove from the tree. Okay, you want to see the inside over here? V'im ha'kol mufkar, v'im you see, he explains. Yeah. That's very critical. Okay? See, he is a lot of good bear.
That's why I tell you,
very good stuff.
You don't listen to
him. Very good stuff. Okay, so far so good. Next, Apoid Netrevai. Some redeems Apoid Netrevai, some redeems Netrevai. Shaloi. Oh, this was your question. This is something that was disturbing you the entire evening.
Yeah.
That's why you didn't get a good night's sleep last night. Right. You look very disturbed.
I'm a disturbed person. Go ahead.
No, you're not.
Right.
No, you're not. Moisef olav chamish shisoy. You have to add a fifth. You have to add a fifth. Bein shu shaloi, bein shmita and loy b'matana. You have to add a fifth.
Right. If you're
okay. Mafke,
you have to add on a fifth.
You have to add on a fifth. Okay, let's chazen the two b'shnais and number one, maniach es hasal al pi shloisha. You're going to make the redemption, you're going to convert into a basket to three people. How many baskets? Adam wrote to lift us, loy b'sela. And here's the kipon, al manas lohoitzi yitzios mi beis. So the one that redeems is going to be responsible to hire a guardian, to dig, and to mimalakate. That's going to be his expense, his problem. The male, therefore, he's going to have to deduct that expense. He's going to have to deduct that expense from the value of the peros. If the peros are worth $50, but it's going to cost me $10 to hire a guardian, $10 to hire a guy to dig, and $10 to go and mimalakate, I'm going to deduct the $30. It's only worth $20. Even though they're really worth $50, but I have to pay a lot of expenses to get to bring it to market.
So you're allowed to take.
So therefore, I'm allowed to deduct those three things: guardian, digging, and likita. It's very important in terms of money. You have to deduct those three things. You put down the money, when you say, or whatever is
mukat. There's nothing left. There's no money left.
Then it's not worth anything. You don't have to redeem it. Then it's not worth anything.
Then you have to go up.
No, you know, of course it has to go up. But you know, then. Has kedusha. I don't know how you have to take the peros themselves. But if you want to redeem it onto money, I don't know. I think the assumption is does not exist such a thing. Every time you have fruit, it's worth more. The fruit is worth more
than having a guy watch it. We would keep it. Sounds like a lot of money.
I don't know the answer. I do not know the answer. That's what it says. That's called next, about Shvius, in the year of Shemitah, then you're not allowed to have a guardian. You're not allowed to dig.
Yeah.
So therefore, how much do you have to pay? $50. $50. The full value. Let's say it's not Shemitah, but that was Mafkrit. How much? $40. Deduct the cost of the worker to block it, but you cannot deduct from Hefker, the guardian, and digging. So you go down from 50 to 40. You always have to add a fifth. Why is that so? Only when it's little grape. Why? Once it becomes mature, it's mamgavoya. Once it already becomes mature, then you can't redeem it. Okay, you have to get a fifth. Here's four karen. Ubeishn lo b'matana. Perish karen revayish nidlo b'matana b'bodem smodar. While they're very small, kishe yifte, oisem makabal mukhil loisem chemish. Only when it's small. It's not yours. So okay, you got it? So we did two Mishnayos today. At least we did something. Okay, we have the Mishnah Vav. Almost finished. Oops.
Twenty-one
minutes.